Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates India's first bamboo-based biorefinery at Golaghat district in Assam. Deputy Commissioner of Peren issues travel advisory in view of multiple landslides along Mhainamtsi Pimla Road. Principal Secretary Y. Kiketo Sema calls for social justice and inclusive development. And Union Minister Amit Shah inaugurates 5th All India Raj Bhasha Sammelan, urges respect for mother tongues. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is on a mission to become Atmanirbhar in the energy sector and is reducing dependence on foreign fuels. He inaugurated India's first bamboo-based biorefinery at Golaghat district this afternoon. Addressing a huge public rally on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that India will harness its deepwater energy resources and strengthen energy self-reliance, and this bioethanol plant is one step towards that goal. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone of a polypropylene unit at the refinery.
Bioethanol banane wale aadhunik plant ka udghatan kiya gaya hai. Ye Assam ke liye bahut garv ki baat hai. इथेनॉल प्लांट के लोकार्पण के साथ ही आज यहां पॉलीप्रोपिलीन प्लांट का शिलान्यास भी हुआ है। ये प्लांट असम में उद्योगों को बल देंगे, असम के विकास को गति देंगे, किसानों, नौजवानों, सभी के लिए नए अवसर बनाएंगे।
Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stones of Darang Medical College, Nursing College and GNM School in Darang District. He also virtually launched the construction of a new bridge over the Brahmaputra River connecting Guwahati's Narengi and Darang's Kuruwa and the Guwahati Ring Road project from the same venue. Addressing people at Manglangdoi in Darang District, Prime Minister said India is the fastest growing country in the world and Assam has become one of the fastest growing states in the country. Mr. Modi said the country is moving ahead unitedly to build a developed India and Northeast has a very big role in the achievement of this resolution.
विकसित असम, विकसित भारत की गौरव यात्रा के लिए आज का दिन बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है। आज करीब 18,000 करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट असम को मिले हैं। यहाँ पर एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी से जुड़े प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास और उद्घाटन हुआ है। ये प्रयास विकसित असम का रास्ता और मजबूत करेंगे।
Deputy Commissioner of Peren, Khyazu Meru, has issued travel advisory in view of multiple landslides along Mhainamtsi Pimla Road due to incessant rain. According to the advisory, light vehicles, both going and coming along the Mhainamtsi Pimla Road, will be allowed from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Heavy vehicles, up to 6-wheelers, moving upward from Pimla to Mhainamtsi, will be permitted from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m., while heavy vehicles, up to 6-wheelers, moving downward from Mhainamtsi to Pimla will be permitted from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. All travelers and transporters have been directed to cooperate with the routes and timing to ensure smooth and uninterrupted movement. Due to heavy rainfall, multiple landslides have been reported on National Highway 29 and the alternative bypass roads connecting Dimapur and Kohima, rendering these routes impassable. In view of this, the All Naglan Taxi Association Wokha unit has advised its members to use the alternate route via Wokha, Marachu, Merapani to reach Dimapur. It has also instructed taxi operators to strictly adhere to the RTA-approved fare rates for passengers, cautioning that overcharging will not be tolerated. Principal Secretary of Law and Justice, Fisheries and Aquatic Resources, Y. Kiketo Sema, has called for social justice and inclusive development. Speaking at the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Merhelitsa Sumi community in Kohima yesterday, he stressed on social upliftment, equal distribution of power, development and resources. Highlighting challenges of societies that continue to struggle economically, politically and socially, he appealed to the tribal communities, civil societies and the church to extend support and embrace the spirit of togetherness. Union Home Minister Amit Shah emphasized the need to make Hindi more flexible with time and to foster its coexistence with regional languages. Inaugurating Hindi Day and the 5th All India Raj Bhasha Sammelan at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today, the Union Minister has called upon citizens to respect their mother tongue while also supporting Hindi.
As सभी को आग्रह करना चाहता हूं कि अपनी मातृभाषा को बल दीजिए। मित्रों, यदि संस्कृत ने हमें ज्ञान की गंगा दी है तो हिंदी ने वो ज्ञान को घर घर तक, जन जन तक पहुंचाया है और हर व्यक्ति तक वो ज्ञान हमारी स्थानीय भाषाओं ने पहुंचा है। प्रधानमंत्री जी ने कई प्रकार के तकनीक के माध्यम से हमारी स्थानीय भाषाओं को बल देने का काम किया है।
Mr. Shah said the central government has introduced initiatives like the Sarathi platform and Hindi Shabd Sindhu Kosh to make Hindi more accessible. The union minister underlined that Hindi should not remain only a language of conversation, but should also become the language of science, technology, justice and policing. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. An earthquake measuring 5.9 on the Richter scale hit Assam and parts of Northeast India today. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, the tremor was recorded at 4:41 p.m. with its epicenter in Udalguri district. No immediate loss of lives or damage to property has been reported till the time of filing this report. The tremors were also felt in neighboring countries of Bhutan, Nepal and Bangladesh. Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has provided relief to the common man through the significant tax reduction in the healthcare sector. Health and life insurance premiums, which earlier attracted 18% GST, have now been made completely tax-free. This move is expected to lower costs for policyholders and encourage wider insurance coverage across the country. The government has also waived off taxes on 36 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer and severe chronic diseases. Along with that, the GST has been slashed down from the earlier 12% slab to 5% on various medicines and medicinal equipments like gauze, bandages, diagnostic kits, glucometers and thermometers. These transformative GST reforms are expected to strengthen the healthcare system across the nation by lowering the cost of medical services for the people. The Supreme Court is slated to hear a suo motu case registered over the lack of functional CCTV cameras in police stations across the country tomorrow. A bench of Justices Vikram Nath and Sandeep Mehta took cognizance of a media report which revealed that 11 people had died in police custody in Rajasthan in the first 8 months of 2025, seven of them in the Udaipur division alone. The news report also pointed out that many remand rooms in police stations are outside the range of CCTV cameras and that police often withhold footage citing technical faults, lack of storage, ongoing investigations or legal restrictions. The Supreme Court has earlier mandated installation of CCTV cameras in police stations to maintain transparency and to curb instances of custodial torture. It has directed that no part of a police station be left uncovered and that footage be preserved for at least 18 months in digital or network video recorders. The Wokha District Table Tennis Championship and Inter-School Table Tennis Championship 2025 concluded at Don Bosco Youth Center last evening. Speaking at the closing ceremony, Advisor to the Chief Minister, Dr. Chomben Mori, highlighted on the importance of sports as a potential avenue for employment for young people. He encouraged players to take their training seriously and called on associations to nurture emerging talent. Dr. Mori also highlighted upcoming projects in the district, including the long-awaited football ground. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates India's first bamboo-based biorefinery at Golaghat district in Assam. Deputy Commissioner of Peren issues travel advisory in view of multiple landslides along Mhainamti Pimla Road. Principal Secretary Y.K. Kheto Sema calls for social justice and inclusive development. And Union Minister Amit Shah inaugurates 5th All India Raj Bhasha Sammelan, urges respect for mother tongues. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.